Be right as wrong.
Blog Talk Radio.
Be your faith. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. We will remember the name of the Lord. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. We will remember the name of the Lord. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in their horses. We will remember the name of the Lord. We will remember the name of the Lord. We will remember the name of the Lord. The Lord is my light. And my salvation, whom shall I fear? I will never fear, I will never fear, I will never fail. The Lord is my light, the Lord is my light, and my salvation, I will never fear. You will never fear. The Lord is my light, the Lord is my light and my salvation. My salvation, I will never fear, I will never fail, I will never fear, I will never fall, I will never fall, I will never fear, I will never fear. The Lord is my light, the Lord is my light, and my salvation, I will never fear, I will never fear. I will never fear, I will never fear, I will never fall, I will never fall, I will never fear, I will never fail. The Lord is my light, the Lord is my light, and my salvation, I will never fear, I will never fear, I will never fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God, the highest. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone hearing this word today to be blessed, to be opened in the name of Jesus, to receive God's word. In Jesus' name, the Spirit of God reach out to you, the power and the anointing reach out to you, wherever you are now, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. This is Archbishop Stephen John Vilcoro of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. I'm led to share with you on the topic, the consequences of fear, doubt, and unbelief, where we have been talking for some time now. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. We're not going to fear, because fear is the opposite of faith, and the word of God says that which is not of faith is sin. Anything that is not of faith is sin. The opposite of fear is doubt and unbelief. We need to have faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Your faith has made you whole. Your belief and your confidence in God is what sees you through. You don't have to doubt. Book of James chapter 1, you say, when you doubt, you can't receive anything from God. When you doubt God, you doubt the word of God, you doubt the ability of God, you doubt the power of God to save you, to heal you, to protect you. When you doubt God, you can't receive anything from Him. So it's high time we begin to build our faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you are hearing the word of God, your faith arises. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will save you and make you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will heal you and make you whole. By faith you arise and be healed. Jesus said, your faith has made thee whole. And then he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said to the centurion in Matthew chapter 8, from verse 8 down to 17, Jesus said to the centurion, he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said to the woman with the issue of blood, in Luke's Gospel chapter 8, Jesus said to the woman with the issue of blood, say, your faith has made thee whole. See, when you deal with God, you must believe that He is. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. When you come to God in prayer, when you come to God, when you come to church, when you come before God, you must believe that He is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It is your belief that makes you whole. You can't doubt God and receive anything from God. You don't have to be a doubting Thomas. doubting, Thomas, he said, I will put my hands in the hands of Jesus and see those nails, the pierced, and they see his body and all those wounds, then I will believe. Jesus said, blessed are those who believe when they haven't seen. They believe to see. They believe. They trust. They have confidence that this is God and God is doing this. That's a blessing. Jesus said, blessed are those who believe when they haven't seen. See, Thomas Didymus wanted to see in order to believe. But Jesus said, blessed are those who haven't seen, but they believe. You have to believe to see. Believe to see. You believe in the word of God. You believe in Jesus. You believe in Christ. You believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. You believe and you have confidence and trust that God will see you through. You believe and you trust that God is able to help you. That is what puts God into action. God honors faith. God honors faith. Your faith has made thee whole. It is your faith that moves God, not your tears. It is your faith that puts God into action on behalf of you. We need to have faith in God. When you have faith in God, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be casted away, and you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. Oh yes, Jesus made this very clear in Mark chapter 11. Mark 11, verse 24. Let's read from verse 23. Mark chapter 11, from verse 23 and 24. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. You see, you must believe it in your heart, and then you say it with your mouth. Some folks, they say with their mouth, they don't believe it in their heart. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 from verse 8 to 13, the word of God says, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And with your heart, a man believeth unto salvation. With your heart you believe, and then with your mouth you speak it. The believing must be in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. You have to believe that God is able to save you. God is able to deliver you. Jesus is able to heal you. He's able to bless you. He's able to meet your needs. It is that belief and confidence and trust, your hope in God. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So when you believe in him and you trust in him, you have confidence in him that he's able to save you, he's able to heal you, he's able to bless you, he's able to meet your need, he's able to solve your problem, he's able to do all things. That is what moves God. Faith moves God. Faith puts God into action. But when you doubt, we don't believe in your heart, you don't believe. You know, Jesus went to Nazareth. That's his hometown. Jesus went to the village where he was brought up, Nazareth. And the people didn't believe. The scriptures made it clear. They were being unnecessarily familiar with Jesus. They said, is this not the carpenter's son? Is this not Jesus, the carpenter's son who lived and grew among us? Why is he coming to preach and pray and do miracles? Who is he really? See, down on Jesus. They had unbelief. They doubted his personality. They doubted God. They doubted the power of the Holy Spirit. Because of that, Jesus couldn't do much in Nazareth. See? May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. I speak to you today that faith will begin to rise in your soul. Take your faith. Faith, have faith in God. You got to trust God to do things for you. You got to have belief and hope and confidence that God is protecting you from all evil. God is delivering you from all evil. God is by your side. And so we don't fear. You don't need to fear. Fear has torment.
In Jeremiah chapter 17, from verses 7 to 8, Jeremiah 17, from verse 7 to 8, he said, blessed is the man whose trust in the Lord. He shall be like a tree planted by the water, and will not see when the heat cometh. See? Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. You need to trust God. When you trust God, then the word of God says you are blessed. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. You will not see when the heat cometh, because you have confidence, you have hope, you have belief in God Almighty to save you, to heal you, to deliver you, to bless you, to prosper you. It is this confidence that puts God into action for you. You don't have to doubt. Why worry when you can pray, trust in Jesus? He knows that we don't be a doubting. Come on. But trust upon his promise. Why worry, worry, worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can pray, trust in Jesus? He knows that we don't be a doubting Thomas, but trust upon his promise. Why worry, worry, worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can pray? You are worried because you don't trust God, you don't believe, you don't have hope in God. Don't be a doubting Thomas, only believe. With him all things are possible. When you have confidence in him, some people trust in their chariots, others are in their horses, but will be remember the name of the Lord. Some trust in their chariots, some trust in their horses, but we shall remember the name of the Lord our God. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. That was written by King Solomon, the richest man that ever lived in his day. He said, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. More of the time, people lean on their own understanding. They believe in themselves more than they believe in God. They believe in other things but not God. But the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Have confidence in God with all your heart. Have your hope in him. For it is he that created thee, and he will see you through in whatever situation you have found yourself. A lot of people fear. See, the book of Job chapter 3, verse 25, Job chapter 3, verse 25, Job confessed with his mouth. See, the thing that I fear has happened to me. The thing that I fear have now happened to me. See, are there things that you fear? You fear that the terrorists are coming again. You fear that someone is going to hurt you. You fear that something is going to go wrong. Beloved, remove fear from your heart. Begin to have faith in God, that God is able to see you through. God is able to help. God is able to protect us from terrorists, God is able to protect us from evil. God is able to protect us from the arrow that flies by day and from the terror that moves by night. God is our protection. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands have saved me high? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me, why should I fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands have saved me high? He told me my fortress and my rock. Tell me, why should I fear? Why should I fear when thy Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands are saving me? He told me, my fortress and my rock. Tell me, why should I fear? Why should you fear when the Lord is on your side? Why should you worry when his hands are still behind? He is to you your fortress and your rock. Tell you, why should you fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands are still behind? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me, why should I fear? Why will you fear when the Lord is on your side? He is to us our fortress and our rock. Why should we fear? When God is with us, do we need to fear again? One with God is with majority. One with God is with majority. Job said, the things that I fear has happened to me. That's Job chapter 3, verse 25. The book of Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job said, the things that I fear has happened to me. You see, he was expecting some bad things to happen. You see, he opened the way, he break the edge of protection. Fear will make God not to work on behalf of you. God will just take leave and let things happen to you. He had no faith in God. He lost confidence. You know, it is the thing that you fear. Fear is the opposite of faith, because he feared, then strange things happen to him. I prophesy to you today that the spirit of fear will come out of your life in the name of Jesus. May faith arise in your soul. May you begin to have faith in God, have faith in the word of God, have faith in Christ Jesus, have faith in your Lord, your Creator, the one who saved you, who died for you on Calvary 3 over 2,000 years ago, shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed. That is the one you should have faith in. That is the one you should trust. That is the one you should believe in. That is the one you should hope on. That is the one you should confide in. Job feared, and all the things he feared happened to him. You need to expect good things to happen to you. You need to trust God to do good things in your life. You need to believe that God is able to save you and heal you. You need to trust God to deliver you in the times of trouble. You need to know that God is able to bring you out of problems. He said, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver you. Psalm 50, verse 15. Psalm 50, verse 15, God said, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver you. God is ever ready to deliver you when you call upon him in the days of trouble. Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 10, verse 13, say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When all these things are happening, all these September 11 and 9/11 and all this stuff that happened in New York and America and so on, when you call upon God, he's able to deliver from danger. I want you to know that you have a God that you can call upon in the days of trouble, and he is ready to deliver you. He's ready to save you and help you. The blood of Jesus is a covering for you. The blood of Jesus is a protection. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. When you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is hope for you. When you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is deliverance for you. When you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is salvation for you. Call on that name today, and you will never be the same again. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. People are afraid of sickness. People are afraid of of economic disaster. People are afraid and fear. That's not our portion. 366 times, God says to you, fear not, in his word, 366 times, the Bible says, fear not. The word fear not is written in the scriptures 366 times, which means every day God tells you, fear not. Every day God tells you, fear not. Every day God tells you, fear not. Why? There are things that can make you fear. When you open the radio, it's all about disaster, it's all about trouble, it's all about fighting, it's all about war. You go to the newspapers and the daily newspapers, it's all about confusion and trouble. You go to the television, it's all about wars and fighting and terrorists and all those stuff going on, even in the internet. Everywhere you go, things that will make you fear. And so, as a believer, we're not going to buy the spirit of fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. That's what the word of God says. In Romans chapter 8, verse 15, Romans chapter 8, verse 15, says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. The righteous need to be as bold as a lion and as fearless as a tiger. The righteous as bold as a lion and fearless as a tiger. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. And so you walk on earth as a king, as a son of the King of Kings, knowing fully well that God is with you. Jesus said, lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the earth. Jesus said, lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the earth. When I have Jesus, I have everything. When I have Jesus, I have protection. When I have Jesus, I have the blood covering me from the arrows that fly by day, and from the terror that waiteth in darkness, and the pestilence that walketh in darkness. That's the word of God. We must believe his word. We must trust his word. We must trust in his word. And he's able to see us through no matter what is happening all around us. We need to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you today that the spirit of boldness and of power and sound mind will begin to take root in your heart. That you will be as bold as a lion and fearless as a tiger. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of fear be bound and be casted out of your life right now. In Jesus' name, may you be as bold as a lion and as fearless as a tiger. Because greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. Greater is Jesus that is in us than the terrorist that is in the world. Greater is Christ that is in us than Osama bin Laden. Greater is Jesus than it is not, than the devil and all his demons. Feel free to email us today, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net. ourofmiraclestv.net. Feel free to write us today, Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. Send us your prayer requests and your needs. Call us on the phone. And we are there for you 24/7. Area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. Or use the other line 202-460-7110. 202-460-7110. Feel free to write us. And that God is doing new things. I want you to forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers and everyone around. Let them know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. Want you to watch it with us every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Yes, every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Come with your friends and your family. We have Bible studies and teachings and prayer meetings every evening, 7 p.m. Many have been coming and receiving the blessings of God. It is your turn to come now and receive all that God has for you. We love you. Alicia and I, we say God bless you and have faith in God. Stop your doubts and feed your faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening.